This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Preliminary tests show that the man subdued on a Paris to Miami flight over the weekend carried two explosive devices in his shoes. The plane was diverted to Boston after the incident. The man has been charged with the federal crime of assaulting a flight crew. The French identified the suspect as a Sri Lankan named Tariq Raja, but he's listed in court papers as Richard Reed. He appears in a Boston court this morning. In France, investigators are trying to understand how he escaped detection. Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
Since September the 11th, much has been done to boost security at Charles de Gaulle Airport. There are five times as many police officers and soldiers patrolling the terminals and hallways. Airlines have boosted their safety checks, and the airport authority, like in airports around the world, is confiscating thousands of nail clippers, pocket knives, and box cutters. But somehow a man with explosives in his running shoes managed to get past all that, a feat which perplexes Patrick Ruby, head of the airport border police. From what I know, the passport wasn't fake. A policeman looked at it and saw nothing. He noticed it was new and hadn't been used much, but that was it. What seems especially astonishing was that the man whose passport reads Robert Reed was quizzed at length by police the day before the Saturday flight. He first tried to board the American Airlines Paris to Miami flight on Friday, but his profile caught airline officials' attention. A one-way ticket, no baggage for a long-haul flight, a recent and temporary passport. So they called the border police. The police questioning that followed lasted long enough to make the man miss his plane, but not long enough to find anything else, such as explosives in his shoes. In the end, the police gave him the green light to fly. So the next day, he managed to get on board with no problem. The latest report suggests that Mr. Ruby's border police did their job properly. The passport was real, but issued by British officials on the basis of other fake documents. At the airport yesterday, holiday travelers told French TV they were resigned to the new risks in flying. Everything is being done for our safety, so if some people manage to slip through the cracks, well, it's always possible. French anti-terror investigators want to know where the suspect spent Friday night. They want to know what links, if any, he might have to terror groups such as Al-Qaeda. The prosecutor's office says for the time being there's no reason to believe there was a failure on the part of the police. The only way to detect the explosives is with bomb-sniffing dogs, and right now there are only 10 at the airport for 48 million passengers a year. In the meanwhile, police are paying special attention to people's feet, asking them to take off their shoes at the slightest suspicion. Still, Officer Ruby can't hide his frustration at what has happened. I have trouble when I compare the homemade methods used in this case with the enormous efforts we make. It astonishes me, and at the same time, I don't know if this man was serious. But whether he was an Islamist terrorist or not, he wasn't well in his head. The airport border police is doing its own investigation into the incident. France's interior ministry has announced it is putting more police officers and sniffer dogs on duty at airports. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.